From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials in Lebanon say an Ethiopian airliner has crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. Airport sources are being quoted as saying the plane disappeared from radar shortly after taking off from Beirut International Airport. They say the plane had 82 passengers and 8 crew members aboard. Reuters says rescue workers have located the crash site just off the Lebanese coast. Foreign ministers from around the world are due to meet in Montreal Monday for talks on how to start rebuilding Haiti. Anita Elash reports.
Canada's Foreign Minister Lawrence Cannon says the talks will focus on what he called the critical first steps to rebuilding Haiti. A discussion about money will come at a larger donors conference in the next few months. Haiti's Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive will help lead tomorrow's meeting. Cannon said it's crucial that Bellerive is front and center at the talks. Experts agree that's the best way to make sure that international aid dollars aren't misspent and that Haiti takes control of its future. Foreign ministers from more than a dozen countries, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, will be at the meeting. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
There was another aftershock in Haiti Sunday, one of more than 50 since the initial quake more than 2 weeks ago. The White House is sounding increasingly confident that Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will win Senate confirmation for a second term in that post, despite opposition from some lawmakers in both parties. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that President Obama has made calls this weekend to check on Bernanke's support in the Senate.
Senior White House advisor David Axelrod told CNN the readings he got were that Chairman Bernanke will be confirmed. Another top aide, Valerie Jarrett, made similar remarks on NBC's Meet the Press. Bernanke, who was first appointed by President Bush, has faced mounting bipartisan opposition recently, but in a joint statement Saturday, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd and Minority Member Senator Judd Gregg voiced confidence he will be confirmed for a second term. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This year's Super Bowl is set in 2 weeks in Miami. The Indianapolis Colts will play the New Orleans Saints. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
In the AFC Championship game, the Jets blitzed Colts quarterback Peyton Manning early, but the reigning NFL MVP eventually figured out how to attack the Jets. Indianapolis scored on its last possession of the first half and first possession of the second half and didn't look back. Final score, Colts 30, Jets 17. The NFC Championship game, an exciting but sloppy contest, went into overtime. It saw the New Orleans Saints defeat the Minnesota Vikings, despite Vikings running back Adrian Peterson's 3 touchdowns. But his teammates combined for 5 turnovers and a Garrett Hartley field goal put the Saints in the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A senior U.S. intelligence official says there is no evidence that Osama bin Laden was involved in the failed effort to bomb an airliner headed for Detroit on Christmas Day. That despite a new recording aired on Al Jazeera that purports to be the Al-Qaeda leader claiming responsibility. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
In the audio tape, a voice purported to be bin Laden says the attack was, quote, a confirmation of our previous message conveyed by the heroes of September 11th. President Obama is not commenting on the claim. Officials say it has not yet been authenticated. But speaking today on CNN's State of the Union with John King, White House top advisor David Axelrod said if it is bin Laden, it's just more of what Axelrod called, quote, hollow justification for the slaughter of innocents.
And the irony is, in the name of Islam, he's killed more Muslims than people from any other religion. He's a murderer. And we're going to continue to be on the offense against bin Laden, against Al-Qaeda, to protect the American people.
In the tape, the voice purported to be bin Laden also threatens more attacks as long as America supports Israel and Palestinians are without a homeland. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The Coast Guard says it is working as quickly as possible to reopen a crucial waterway in southeast Texas. The waterway supplies oil to 4 refineries in the area, but it was shut down yesterday because of the collision of 2 ships that resulted in a big oil spill. Texas officials say the spill involved some 460,000 gallons near Port Arthur, and it's unclear how long the cleanup will take. Texas officials say crews are working to protect 2 sensitive wildlife areas. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.